Bliss Tavern Music presents, in her own words, the autobiography of Betty Johnson with her music, read by me, Betty Johnson. In the darkness of the small alcove, my fingers moved to the soft velvet curtain, deep red velvet. So many performers had passed through these curtains. Tonight would be my turn. Would any of these singers do this after an absence of 32 years? I don't think so. Where's the tiny peephole? It's so tiny. Oh, here it is. It's so frayed. It's so thin. I wonder how it survived all these years. I heard the rising din of conversation and the ringing of glasses and silverware. I peeked out and saw my musicians taking their places. I heard them tuning up. The waiters made their last serving. Suddenly, there was silence. I took a deep breath and felt my whole body relax. Then a voice. And now, the Algonquin Hotel's famous Oak Room is proud to welcome the lovely Betty Johnson. With that, I strode through a candlelit alley of tables into a round of applause, stepped to the microphone, and suddenly heard my daddy's voice. "Wake up, Betty. It's dark."